It's the second reunion show for Vanderpump Rules. LVP still hates Kristen. Shocker. Tom versus Jax, the showdown. And it's Return of the Beast. I mean, Billy. Get ready. We're breaking it down.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Katie, we got some new jams. It's not your number. AfterBuzz TV with the heart, like, you know.
Yes. I mean, it's always arms. It's just a matter of how they're going to go.
Lots of arms. There were lots of arms flying tonight on the after show. People were getting heated. I mean, I think the eyes were getting ready to pop. Mm-hmm. Billie Lee was back, and her eyes scare the crap out of me. LVP's face still doesn't move. There was lots of yelling. Like, there were just so many emotions, but we couldn't see them because the Botox was real tonight.
Oh, yeah. Like, every night.
I'm Zach Peter, and I'm so excited to be back for the second reunion. But I can't break it down without my girls. Rivette Soro.
Hi, guys.
And Katie Townsend.
What up?
I promise I will have a rhyme for next week.
Okay.
I'm fresh off a flight from Chicago, so I'm out of rhymes right now.
Fresh out of rhymes.
I came straight from the airport.
Fresh off the runway.
I don't know how you do it.
But I'm so excited to be here and so excited to see the live chat is lit. So if you are watching us live right now, join in the live chat. And if you're watching the rebroadcast or the audio, be sure to leave a comment and let us know that you were there. But only leave nice comments because I like nice comments. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel about this week's reunion?
I mean,
better than last week?
So my issue with the reunions is that we are just... And I mean, I know this is what a reunion is, but we're just rehashing everything we've already watched. And sometimes I'm like, oh, are we doing this again? We have to relive this. And then, you know, but Kristen, she was really chiming in this episode. It didn't need to be, but she was.
Lots of 2 cents.
Yeah.
It equated to 50 cents.
But it was
and
like
some of it
yelling.
Made no sense.
Yeah. No. How did you feel?
I think it was underwhelming. And it's one thing to recap all the episodes, but there's no new information being given. So it's literally just the same thing. It was kind of boring. And especially because they've been hyping it up. Like, this is the best reunion. If next week, like, doesn't blow my mind, I'll be really annoyed.
See, and this is, I think, the hard part, because we did get dragged a lot in the comments last week, Katie, because they hated our after show last week.
You guys.
But I think the challenge is we've talked about all of these things for so long, all season. Like, when there's an issue that comes up, it's dragged out for 4 episodes. So we beat it with 4 episodes, and then we have to rehash it all over again with the reunions. So sometimes, like, our opinions don't change, and they are kind of still the same. Mm-hmm. But we still have a deep appreciation for the reunions, and we enjoy Vanderpump Rules as much as all of you guys. So we appreciate that you are understanding and can just enjoy these reunions with us.
I think next time, maybe every time Kristen chimes in, we, like, take a shot or something. Yes. Like, let's make it maybe not a shot, though, because we will literally be, Kristen by the end of this,
we will
tripping
be
over stuff.
Hammered. Tequila Katie will come out.
Tequila. My version of Tequila Katie is insane. So I literally had to break up with Tequila. So
I need to meet her.
Tequila Katie.
She's something.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Melinda. Melinda in the live chat says, I loved your after show. Last week, every week, you guys all rock it. Well, we love you. Thank you.
I loved it, too. Sweet. I watched it. You guys killed it.
Thank you.
I don't know why they are so rude sometimes.
I mean, if you're watching on the live chat, pick a finger. do you guys think... thank you, Steve. Do you guys think that we were too hard on James at the reunion, or do you think it's well-deserved?
I have feelings.
Okay, tell me your feelings.
So... there's
Kiki,
so many times.
Do you love me?
Are you writing? Oh, now that is actually going to be stuck in my head though for 28 years. So thank you so much. But about my feelings about James.
Yes.
He's okay. All right. Okay.
Tell me.
I feel for him. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of James in me. And I know I've said that about 2 of the worst characters on the show, is that I'm half James and half Sheena now at this point, which is probably not the hybrid of Vanderpump Rules that I would want to be. But he is just sitting there. And he is just getting, like, yelled at. And I get it. And I knew that when everybody got up and he turned to Lisa and he's like, oh, I'm crying. Of course I am. But, like, if I were sitting there, that would be too much for me to handle, for everybody to be yelling at me like that.
Yeah, constantly.
But then... when you go calling Katie a bitch and saying Stassi's extensions look bad. Like, you make it harder for me to be like, oh, but, you know, you are being attacked. But the way that he, you know, puts his armor up is not how we should hang. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's, I mean, I feel for him still, though.
Do you think that he is trying to garner ratings, like he wants the attention?
No.
Or do you think he's genuinely just reacting in the moment and so frustrated with them?
We've seen his mom. So it's like, I feel like he's doing the best he can with what he's been provided through his child. Like, he, you know, he's... I'm Team James in a way. Like, he's gonna have his Jax moment. He's going to look back and going to be like, you know what? I shouldn't have been calling everybody names. I was totally going through stuff. I felt like you guys didn't really understand. Because I think, what are these eyes you're giving me?
I'm listening to you.
Just making sure you aren't hating it.
These are tired eyes off of a long weekend.
Okay, just making sure that it wasn't hate. But, I feel like he's going to look back and realize that I give him time, though. Mm-hmm. I think he'll come around.
My issue with James is it's like he said, and they brought it up tonight where they're like, he says sorry, and he says sorry, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but like he never actually changes his behavior, mm-hmm. and we saw that because he apologized, and then he's like, you know, telling Stassi that her extensions look cheap. I'm trying to hold back my impressions because you guys hated them last week. I'm so self-conscious today.
But with Lisa being his quote-unquote mother figure, she's queen of that. Of, like, because she's got her British humor,
yeah.
and she's never going to change. So, I mean, he's just learning from the best there. He's just saying whatever he wants, apologizing, and then moving on. But I feel like his is actually coming from anger. I think Lisa's just kind of, you know.
Well, she's their boss and old enough to be, like, all of their mother, and he's way younger than all of them. They came in tonight, like... guns blazing, like ready to attack James.
Yeah.
And I was so ready for him. Like, for the most part, he was just sitting there. Yes. And it was sad seeing everybody attack him. But then the comments come. The, what did he tell Brittany? Oh, like, your family, like, you're a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah.
And the extensions comment. Like, it's just hard to feel bad for him. But I wanted a moment where, like, they were all attacking him, and he just, like, took the high road for once. And then he could shut them all up. Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't happen.
Where he could just be like, look, I apologize. If you want to drag this on, this is your deal.
Yeah.
But it's like, he was upset that they called Raquel dumb. But it's like, look at what you've called all of their, like, look mm-hmm. at what you've called mm-hmm. Katie. Look at how badly you talk about Randall. Not that we like Randall. But, like, look at how badly, like, you call him a fat man and, like, all these other things. And I'm like... So every single thing that you're upset that they've done to you is what you've done back to them. Yeah. So, like, you can't be, you know, upset that everybody's ganging up on you when this is a group of friends and they've all been really close and they're going to have each other's backs.
Yeah.
You know, and he at some point has to just genuinely have remorse and, like, want to move forward. But then he's like, look at all your girls' nights. He's like, what, see you next Tuesday, sold out. And they're
67
like...
67 times.
Yeah.
And they're like, so
you don't even sell tickets to this event, dude. And he's just like, whatever.
It could have sold out. Like, that was... It could have. But I have to say, I get what he's saying. That was so popular. Like, it was so popular. I
think it was popular because he genuinely loved doing it mm-hmm. and enjoyed it and, like, gave it his all.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the girls were just doing it as, like, something fun. And, like, it's a fun girls' night.
Lisa was like...
In my mind, I think the girls' night would have been more successful than See You Next Tuesday. I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers on those. I'll text Guillermo later. But I think girls' night would have been more successful, but I mean...
Really?
Well, because you get so many of the girls, and they're interacting with you, that I think selfie-wise, like, people would want, you know, you get more bang for your buck for that night.
Mm-hmm. What they need to do now is pick up that rug, push everything under it, and have a girls' night of See You Next Tuesday. Like, they need to combine it. Mm. Like, that needs to be a thing.
See You Next Tuesday, Girls Night Edition.
Like, they need
See
to
you next
bring
Tuesday,
James back.
Bitches,
it's
minus
time.
Billy.
You know, like, let's just do it. I'm all for James, and I know I shouldn't be, but I am.
All right. Beautiful Waterfall says James's defense mechanism is vicious. That's his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, his mom is the reason he's not balanced. I think he just needs to see, like, a girl that can balance those chakras.
A little Reiki for him.
A little Reiki.
A little few stones.
Billy Branch says, Katie, yes. I think you're giving James too much credit. I don't think he gets it, and I'm not sure he ever will.
I think he will. I think he's young, and I think... I hope he does.
I think he needs a good 10 years.
Yeah, like Jax 10 years.
Yeah. But I don't think we met Jax when he was as young as James. So maybe Jax was even worse. But we met Jax like in his 30s still. So James is just so young. Like he needs a good 10 years.
How old is James?
26? Oh, 27?
Yeah. Okay, well then, yes. He is allowed to be acting. Well, he's not allowed to be calling anybody names. But
he's allowed to be a little immature. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're 26 and you're a boy. Like, it's going to happen.
Excuse me.
Okay. But you're also dating 26-year-old men or boys. It's just rough out there. That's all I mean. It's just rough. It's rough. They don't want the same things.
Karen Mayer says, I don't think Raquel should take the brunt for James's poor behavior. The girls did their night to be spiteful. I wonder if they knew it would be such a hit.
The girls did their night because Lisa was like, we need to fill something. You guys work for me. Mm-hmm. This time we're going to do this. And the next time we're going to do Tequila Tom. And then we're going to do Jax. And that's not a spite. It was a Lisa.
Yeah. Rivette, to respond to Karen's comment about Raquel, do you think that she is getting the brunt of, you know, the backlash because of James? Or do you think she's contributing to that, too?
I think she genuinely wants to be friends with everybody, but she keeps defending her relationship and defending her man, as she should be. Mm-hmm. I think she's being a really good girlfriend. I don't think she's very smart. She sort of brings it upon herself when everybody's telling her, like, for example, your man cheated on you, like, multiple times, and she's just like, I believe James, and we're gonna get married one day. It's just like,
I can't
with her. She's boring. She's boring to watch.
I do disagree with you. I don't think she's a good girlfriend because I think a good girlfriend would check her boyfriend and be like,
she's stupid.
I think.
I think she's doing the best that Raquel can do.
It's all in the eyes.
No, it's all in the times.
Bambi-eyed.
Yeah, I think a good girlfriend, I think, should check her boyfriend and be like, you're being a dick right now. Like, stop. Like, if you want to be in with this crowd, like, stop acting up. I'm not going to defend your behavior because it's not defendable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But she, I think that the lights are on, but nobody's home.
In her own Raquel way, I feel like she did that this season. Or she's like, I want to be friends with these people. And you just, everybody hates you. And, like, that was her way of saying stop.
Yeah.
She just, look, and there's a different appreciation for that we have because we live in Los Angeles and you see these girls all the time.
Oh, my God.
Where they have no depth to them. Yeah. And it's not bad editing. Like, these girls genuinely have no depth. And you're like, who dropped you on your head as a child? Like, what happened to, like, I want to wake you up,
but they
you know?
Can get boyfriends and I somehow can't? Like, what is the situation?
I don't want a boyfriend like
James. Because you have an opinion. No, I don't. You have an opinion.
I got a lot of opinions.
Raquel has no opinions. Raquel just has a mouth with no opinions.
And she's like, finally, somebody gave me an identity with this Bambi stuff, so she's just taking it to the grave.
Beautiful Waterfall says, Raquel just wants to be on the show, period.
That's
her M.O. I don't think she's that bright. No. To methodically plan out, you know, this faux drama to be on the show. Like, you look at somebody like LVP, or even Stassi, or even Kristen. Lala, these are people that know how to play the reality TV game, that know when to bring drama, that know when to throw in a zinger, that know how to, you know, orchestrate things on camera because it plays very well.
Yeah.
I think Bambi is just not in tune with reality and is just like got lucky, you know,
which is how these
girls with no depth get in Los Angeles. But then they're done by like 32 and then they're selling real estate or they're a trophy wife.
But she's a server at Sir. She's not even a hostess. Like, I don't know how that happened. Like, you have to memorize menus and like serve people and have conversations and
she's
be personable
not really
as a
working
server.
There. She's not really. She's a face.
Yeah. So is she on the cast next season, like a permanent cast member?
I hope not.
I mean, why else would she be working there?
I think they're trying to really push it.
I think the photo that James took of all of them at the club Sir or whatever the other night is going to be going to the other show, maybe. Because they were a bunch of people who, like, we knew. But, like, because wouldn't she send James and Raquel to Vegas, you think? But would they go?
I don't know. I think, yeah, do you think those are new cast members? Like, those are, like, the villains now?
I mean, maybe. I think they're getting to the point where they realize they have to shake up the cast dynamics. Yeah. It's the same
people. It can't be James versus everyone every single
season. But at the same time, they also have to realize that, like, the cast is oversaturated. So they need to start cutting some people. You either keep the OG crew or you cut some of the OG crew and you bring in some new people. Because, like, right now, like, not everybody really has airtime. And I'm pretty sure the show's successful, that they're all getting pretty good salaries. And eventually that's not going to be sustainable for the show.
Who would you cut if you had to cut two people from the current cast?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think maybe Tom and Ariana might be good as, like, friends of, if we're talking, like, in housewife terms, because they don't really bring the heat, but they do have, like, good heartfelt moments. I think he's good TV, but I also feel like he's not meshing with any of the cast, that it's really hard to, like, continue to insert him. I would get rid of Billy Lee in 2 seconds.
What about you?
I would get rid of Lala. I don't think it's fair that she doesn't show her relationship on screen. Should we just get one side of her judging everyone else's relationships? Sheena, I'm bored of her unless she finds, like, an actual relationship. I'm sick of seeing her date around like a bimbo. I'm over that.
People are saying, Clarence K in the live chat says Katie needs to go. They're saying Katie. Katie Maloney.
I was about to say, well,
you stay here.
And I'm checking out.
Peace.
I was going to say Katie. But then we lose.
She's controversial.
No, I think we can keep Schwartz, and she would just be like a side character to Schwartz.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't think she really gives anything to the show. I don't think she tries to give anything to the show. And I don't see her.
She brings the drama, like the controversy, and like Schwartz is just like a cute, like, I love him. I want to pinch your cheeks, but he doesn't really bring much other than, like, I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
A quote that you said today during the show.
Oh, no. Yes. What did I say?
I love his toenails. I love his spiky hair. I just love everything. This was after agreeing that you liked his penis, because he says in the coming up that he likes his penis. So,
okay.
This was a good time for me.
I wrote that down.
I mean, we've heard a lot about his penis.
I think that's why we're finally bringing it up, to see if it goes up or not. I think that that's what we're doing.
I'm trying to think of, like, if we could get one penis from all of them. Like, I think Schwartz would probably, just because we've heard so much about
it. We've talked about it for years.
Yeah, like, now we need to see the delivery.
Yeah, it's only fair. To us. To the viewers. To the fans.
Like, everybody has seen Jax's penis.
Everybody,
I have not seen it, but I mean, like, everybody in West Hollywood has already had a taste of that.
Well, one of his, like, got leaked. It was a thing on the internet.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it though.
I couldn't either.
Kristen used it in one of her stand-up shows. Yeah. It was a whole thing a few seasons back. Yes.
Yikes.
I can't.
She was so chirpy this episode.
Kristen?
Like, I wrote down on my paper, like, really big, like, shh, if you could just.
I didn't enjoy that, because she didn't have to be, like, I felt like she was just throwing in lines to, like, also kind of, like, twist the knife. Mm-hmm. When it was, like, James was already going down. She didn't need to keep jumping in. Or, like, when they were coming after Lala, like, she also kept chiming in. It's like, just, it's not.
Maybe she needs to go.
I would be fine by that.
What does she really, like, offer?
Take your t-shirt line and your weird faces.
She has her takedown every other season.
Yeah, but, like, do we care?
She just is so involved in everyone else's business. So she's so quick to defend, like, for example, Lala. But I just don't think it's genuine. I think she just wants that camera time and that, like, let me talk time. Even Lala's sitting there like, baby, it's okay. Let me talk, baby. It was just, like, weird.
I did think, like, okay, we get it. You're calling her babe. You're being condescending. We get it.
It was weird. But she just, like, butts herself into everything. And I don't think she was really, like, I'm sticking up for my girlfriend. I think she was just, like, let me talk. Yeah. I want the camera time.
And she was just, like, sweetie, honey, I got it. Sweetie, baby. Like, baby. Hand in her lap, like, touching her vagina. I was like, okay, can you just, like, everybody. Also, I don't want to make fun of anything, but, like, the choker that Kristen is wearing, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. Nope.
See, when we genuinely don't like something, it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
We will continue. Yeah.
To not like
we'll
it.
We'll shade the whole cast. Speaking of things we don't like, Billy Lee.
Ugh.
Girls we don't like.
Yeah. Billy Lee. Sorry. Sorry.
Excuse us.
Yeah, she could really go ahead and leave.
I don't want her back next season at all. I didn't like her extensions or her hair, her wig. It wasn't even extensions. Yeah, that was a wig.
It was just staticky and, like, clinging to her boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a wig brush.
And I don't enjoy her. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't bring anything to me. Like, look, I feel like they could have really worked her in and she could have, like, you know, some cast members, like Schwartz, bring something unique, and right. he brings comic relief. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Kristen brings the crazy. Mm-hmm. Billy Lee, I think, had a place at the beginning where she could have brought more of the poignancy to the show and talked about her trans experience and, mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe was, like, a voice of reason amongst all of the cast members. Like, she had the opportunity to be all of that. Mm-hmm. And then she just came in, like, deer in headlights, just, like, hard, like, wanting to, like, fight somebody. And it's yeah. just not cute.
She yeah. ruined being a good representative of the trans community.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Because she had a platform and people looked up to her and like she, mm-hmm. this was her opportunity to really shed light. And look, my thing is when you have a point to make and it's political, it's social, it's cultural, whatever it is, when you have a point to make, you get more people, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a way mm-hmm. to approach people. There's a way to turn a bad incident into a teachable moment yep. and not shame people, not bash people, not tear them apart for not understanding your experience. Like if you want to be heard, then you need to approach people in a way that they're going to listen because yeah. when you yell at them, when you shut them down, like it turns them off and they're like, no, you're crazy,
right? Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to have that conversation in a very honest and open way that's and, not dismissive.
Yeah. And she's like, oh well, I've now turned into a girl, so the girls need to like me. That's not how it works. If no. you suck, you suck. Like, sucks to suck, but sorry. Yeah. Like,
I
no.
think she needs like therapy because it clearly she has like some deep-rooted issues, and I mean, don't we all?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like she could really benefit from, like, a Reiki session, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're really into the Reiki tonight.
I mean, well, she's having sex with ghosts.
I forgot about that. That was oh, a my thing. Gosh.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh,
I just Billy. Think she's not doing much to, like, win anybody over.
Okay, no. I will give her. She was correct in saying that Lala was very aggressive in that episode. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lala said, I wasn't aggressive. Like, yes, you were. And that's what I'll give Billy Lee. Like, Lala was very aggressive towards her.
But I mean, she's, like, gonna headbutt you like a ram.
But I'm happy that we got the headbutting. Like, it's every time I watch back, her tiny little bun, her long fingernail, and she's like, like, I love it. It's so ridiculous. And then, when Billy Lee was like, I don't know if you were, like, on something, and I feel like that's such yeah. a dig at somebody dig. Who's trying to be so, or is mm-hmm. being sober. Like, don't be like, oh, well, you must have been, you know, like, just, like, no. Mm-hmm. Be nice, thanks.
Yeah, she was trying to throw a dig at her.
And she
yeah.
did an eye thing at one point where she looked oh. to the left and it was like,
what are you doing? Yeah, her eyes were very Clockwork Orange open.
Yeah, it was polarizing.
Yes, definitely.
I did not enjoy it. Any bit of Billy Lee.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Whole season.
The whole season.
Get rid of her.
But what I do enjoy is you guys. And when you weigh in the comments, when you weigh in the reviews, when you weigh in the live chat, we read your comments. Not just the nice ones about us on air. We read the shady ones. We read the ones where you guys don't agree with us because then we spark more discussion. So please continue. If you're listening to this on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. I'll shout you out in a minute. Continue to leave reviews and mention how much you love Katie and yes. Sarah and Rivette and Zach.
Yes.
We love you guys. So give us some comments. I don't care if you're leaving mean comments because you're boosting our engagement at the end of the day. Okay? Kisses. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button because you want to stay up with, you want to stay up to date with us every Monday night. Well, actually, we only have one more Monday after this.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Which is kind of sad, but you're yeah. not going to want to miss it. So when no. you hit that mm-hmm. subscribe button, that pesky notification will come up, but you like it. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off. It's all good. We still mm-hmm. love you. Just be sure to watch. That's yes. all that matters.
Just mute
be sure
it.
To watch.
Continue watching even if you hate it.
Even if you hate it. And real quickly, just because we love, last week Katie and I told you guys to leave bees
yes.
in the live chat. So the ones that did, I'm going to give you a little shout out.
Ooh.
On iTunes, thank you to My Two Kids Mom. And thank you to Betty23 for... And on YouTube, for the ones that left comments, thank you to Lal Bob, L-A-A-L, Bob, Sandra Pendleton, Lizzie D, Marie Claire Fergley. Thank you guys, all of you guys. We love you. What should the emoji be this week? Purple hearts, because they love us. Yes. And Vanderpump Rules, and that's the color of VPR. Purple Done. Hearts. Purple hearts. If you're listening to this right now, go leave us a purple heart, and we'll shout you out next week, guys.
Yes.
Muchas gracias. All right, shall we get into some tea time?
Let's do it.
Tea time. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. There weren't any teacups left, dun, 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 so yeah. We have our cups.
Did barstool.
This was all we had. Shut up. Cheers, everyone.
We work with what we got.
Barstool.
Okay, so first up in tea time, Stassi opened up on her podcast that she's not currently talking to her mama.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Why?
She didn't really get into details, but basically, Bo also kind of chimed in on this as well, because he's not talking to her mom either, because people were like, well, was it because of some of the comments your mom made about Bo and your relationship on the show?
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're not talking to her right now. Stassi said that Bo's not talking to her out of respect for Stassi. Mm-hmm. And Bo says that she is just the type of person that watches Real Housewives and thinks that, like, that's how people need to behave in real life.
Oh.
And I'm assuming she, like, sparks drama and, like, Got is over theatrical, and Stassi just doesn't want to deal with it.
I can totally see that. I think sometimes it's hard, especially when it's family, especially when it's your mother, but to deal with somebody so toxic, if you can call her that, from what we've seen, she's had some toxic moments. Feel like you need to take a step back, and then maybe her mom will realize, like, okay, I need to get it together. I need to, like, be a mother. Maybe that'll
I don't think that's going to spark it. I mean, if Bo is saying that she's caught up in that reality TV life and her daughter's on a reality TV show, I think she's only going to perpetuate this deeper and continue to bring out that drama so that she has a story to tell, so that she's involved in the storyline of her life. Which, unfortunately, I think is just the type of person that she is.
That's so sad.
But if she's sitting around watching so much reality TV, she's probably watching herself. And I gotta say, if I were watching myself on TV, that would totally make me take a step back and act completely different. But maybe she's like, oh, I'm on a reality show rather than, like, I'm gonna watch myself and learn from it.
Yeah, she's probably loving it.
I think she's loving it. I think she is enjoying the attention that she's getting. Mm-hmm. And now that Stassi is continuing to grow her celebrity and now has her book and she has all these endorsement deals. I think she was like recently, she just did one with like Botox. So she's, you know, Stassi's doing really well. And I think the mom is getting caught up in that, which is unfortunate, but I'm not surprised.
Because what we used to see mom, like with Jax and the brother, and she was more normal, wasn't she? Or did we not really see her?
I mean, she would always, like, get her little pearls on her hair done. You know, she was living her best life. She was appreciating it. But now I think it's just become too much for her.
Yeah.
Because, like, even when I went to the book signing at the Grove, when Stassi was signing books, the mom was there, and when she first walked out, everyone's like, oh my God, Stassi's mom. And she's like,
turning
and twirling, and she was like so flattered, and I was like, she loves this right now.
Okay. I mean, the attention, the money, the fame, yes, changes people, but what?
Oh, sorry, we forgot to talk about Billie Lee and Max.
Oh my gosh, we did. Initial thoughts. How did we let that slip by? Or slip in?
We wanted to not talk about Billie anymore.
Thanks.
How do you think Lisa actually feels about it? Because to me, Lisa's reaction seemed very forced. Is that just me?
See, it's interesting, though, because last time it was Ariana's brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now it's Max, Lisa's son, that's fooling around with Billie Lee.
She's like brother homie hopping.
Yeah. Like, and they both, like, look alike.
If you got a type, you got a type.
I thought that, too.
You know?
I don't know. It's just, I just don't like her. So, Billie. Like, anyone she gets with, I'll just be like, ugh.
She just want to take her into her
I just want to know. Record, and look, know. I'm not trying to be inappropriate or offensive to her, but I'm just curious, because we're talking about this, is if he slept with her before or after her recent surgery.
So was her recent surgery the final one? Because
that's what
she was talking about before when she said, I went to Thailand because that's where.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, right? What was her final surgery then?
I don't know.
Because she apparently, yeah, that's right. A couple, her first reunion, she talked about having an airbrushed vagina that she had, she designed it herself.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you get them from Thailand, those are the best ones.
Maybe, I mean, maybe it's like a multiple surgery process. Like, maybe. I don't know. I'm completely ignorant and I will own that. And you can educate me in the comments. But like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Let us know. If, I don't know either.
If I had a brand new penis, mm-hmm. I would want to use it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe mm-hmm. we are getting the, you know, like she's like, hey, I got this. Let's use it, because I can tell you, if I had a new peen, I'd be trying to use that.
I mean, I will say, I'm really happy that, like, Max and... What's Ariana's brother's name again? Pedophile? No, pedophile. He was... What was he accused of?
I follow him on Twitter, and I can't even tell you.
He was accused of creeping on everyone at Katie's wedding.
Yeah, he was a creeper. Creeper, not pedophile. I retract my statement. Don't drag me or drag me. I don't really give a shit at this point. but what I do like, to the point that I was trying to make, is that I like that they're okay and openly talking about this and normalizing it. Like, she's a girl now. She has a mm-hmm. vagina. You can have sex with her. Like, it's a thing.
Exactly.
Like, you know, good for her. Get it, girl. Get it, Billy. I am all in support of everybody getting laid. Steve, it's happening this weekend. next bit of tea time. Any closing thoughts to Ariana and Max? I mean, not Ariana, sorry. Billy and Max?
No. You know?
Jeremy was his name.
Yes!
Thank you, Karen Mayer.
Oh, thank you.
Creepy, yeah.
Yeah.
No other thoughts?
No.
Thank you. Next. next bit of tea time. So people are speculating that Tom Sandoval, after tonight's reunion, which was taped several weeks ago, mm-hmm. might not be in Jax's wedding after all because of the feud that sparked tonight.
That's not going to mm-hmm. happen.
Well, he didn't show up to the bachelor party.
Really?
Because of a baseball game.
A baseball game?
Yeah, that was his excuse. That was a baseball game, so he couldn't make it.
Like, he's playing in one?
A baseball game, I think, in Kansas City that he went to something.
He was supposed to plan the whole thing. Like, they were talking about
that. Well, he is also currently planning Randall's bachelorette party. Or bachelor party, sorry.
What?
Is Tom Sandoval's like everybody's like BFF and like
he's
best man.
This. Oh my god!
So they're saying he'll probably still go to the wedding, but they're saying fans are speculating that he lost his best man status.
That's stupid.
Wow!
He should have not lost his best man status just because he's not like sucking on their toes like Jax does to Brittany. Like that's, you know, like come on. Like he can have his opinions, and a lot of his opinions were valid. So no, you guys, no.
No.
No. Hard no.
No, he's not going to be the best man, or no, he should still be participating in everything.
He should definitely still be participating. But then maybe he was so annoyed by the way that they took it that he's like, you know what? Fine.
Then I won't be in it.
That's annoying. I hope that none of that happened. But it is annoying because I feel like Tom is like always Captain Sabo. Like every time. Like, just like, I don't know. You don't have to defend everyone every single time. Like, it has nothing to do with these. Kind of like Kristen, but Kristen's, like, more crazy about it. And Tom, like, is more the voice of reason sometimes, but I don't know.
Kristen likes to attack, and Tom likes to always, like, you know, save the underdog. Be the mediator, when sometimes it's like, sometimes you need to let an asshole be an asshole and, like, not defend him.
Yeah.
Let him sink.
Kristen would hate that you just compared Tom and him together. No, Tom would hate that you compared Kristen.
I know.
He would just die.
They dated for like 9 years.
They definitely did.
Do you see all the purple hearts in the live chat right now,
God.
You guys?
Thank you.
Because we're hosts of our words. T. Hyatt, Grand Meemaw, Karen Mayer, and Mari McDowell.
Hmm.
Thank you all the purple hearts in the live chat. Keep them coming. Karen Meyer in the live chat also says, to be fair, being trans is difficult in and of itself, so she probably smashed someone who she felt safe with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for her.
Get it.
Yeah.
I'm all about her getting the D. You go, Billy. Maybe that's why she's so uptight. Like, she needs more D. Like, guys.
Yeah.
Guys in West Hollywood, Billy Lee is single. I'm pimping her out, but, you know, I'm all, if that's going to tame her mm-hmm. and, like, not let her be so uptight and aggressive, I'm all for it. All right, should we crown our pumptini?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know if
I didn't pick one. Oh, no.
I didn't really have one that I could pick. There wasn't anybody that I really loved this episode.
Well, I would give it to the motorcycle, but then it went and shut down on us. So we could give it to Andy, because he had to scream shut the F up during this episode. I'm throwing some stuff out there, you guys.
Suggestions. So your pumptini is going to Andy.
I think so, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I never get to choose them, so I'll pick him this time. Is that a cop out?
No.
Okay.
No. My pumpkini will go to Brittany.
Okay.
Because she stood up for her man. She's like, you're his best man!
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Good for you, Brit. I don't know if I have any pumpkini.
Yeah,
like, I wanted to give it to Swartz's D because it was brought up, but it was brought up in the preview for next week. So I feel like that doesn't count.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had a choice, like, if I had a pumpkini, I wouldn't give it to anybody, but I would throw it in James's face.
Oh, so that's my answer. That's a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Whoosh. He would cry and be like, I can't take this.
I can't take this.
Definitely that's what would happen for sure.
Absolutely. Any predictions at large? Do we have any predictions? My only prediction is that I hope next week is better because it's the final one.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Boom.
Who do you think will have a baby first? I'm going to take predictions to a new level.
Okay, we're really predicting.
This is great. I love that.
I think Brittany or Stassi.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say Katie and Tom.
Mm-mm.
No?
I think Ariana's going to accidentally get pregnant and be like, well, guess I'm first, even though I really didn't want any of this. Been saying it for 10 years, but here you go.
Did you hear the baby?
Huh?
Did you hear the baby?
No, what did baby say?
I don't know. That's a big toss up because, like, there's Katie. I think Lala might end up getting pregnant. No, I don't think Lala will intentionally have a baby anytime soon.
It's
because
not like she'll show it.
Yeah.
Because why, though?
She'll be in a crop top, though, with it.
Because I don't think Randall wants any more kids. And I think right now she's in a really selfish place where I don't think she really wants kids. Mm. I think she wants a family.
You think they're going to end up together?
Long term, no.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to last at all.
How long do you give it? What's the shelf life on that?
2 years max.
Okay.
After the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they'll end up getting married.
They have a day now.
I think it's very I would give it like 80-20, 20% they actually get married.
Yeah, they have a date in like 75. She's like, we're going to get married in 2020, even though it's only 1 year away. But didn't she announce that like last year? Why does 2020 sound
just announced it.
Like so week. Far away, but it's in a year.
It's 7 months
away. They announced
away.
It right after the foster. You need time to plan a wedding, though.
Oh, no, I know. I know.
And you need money.
He don't have much of it, I don't think.
No, he just paid 51 mil.
He's going to borrow it for the wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you guys for joining us for this week's after show, recapping the reunion. I tried to really roll my R's, but I effed that one up.
Reunion.
Because we got more Purple Hearts. Thank you, Billy Branch. Thank you, Jesse Green 19. We love you guys. Keep weighing in the comments. Let us know what you think. Would you screw Billy? Would you screw Max? Do you think Katie needs to take a Xanax? Do you think James needs to be kicked off the show? Weigh in the comments below. I'm Zach Peter. You can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach, and I have two podcasts. Wednesdays, I have hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter, and Tuesdays, I have hashtag Adulting, which are both on iTunes and Spotify, so go check those out.
And you can find me at Rivette Soro on social media. And please tune in next week. It's our last week.
Our last week. Oh, my gosh. We'll be back.
I'm going to be...
As long as none of us die.
Literally sobbing during that. But also, where I'm not crying is on my podcast. See you next Tuesday. Check that out. You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's.
After Buzz. Thank you, guys. Ciao.
Bye, guys. Oh, my jam.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.